Also, a couple of weeks ago, Brenda went to a French class in Castleknock in Dublin to see 3 and 4 year olds absorb the language like little sponges. And we got a great reaction to the piece. Lots of you wrote, "Stop, don't start, Katrina McFadden," smiling at me now, I'm gone, telling us how important it was for young people to learn languages. Well, one email in particular caught our attention. It was from language teacher Anne Burke in Coláiste de Vrija in Carnew, County Wicklow. She said, and I quote, "My colleagues and I have developed a free video link service for students to allow them to swap languages with students from other countries. We were a little bit intrigued, interested. So what we did is we sent Katrina McFadden with a bus ticket and sent her off to find out a little bit more about it." Hello, Katrina McFadden.
Hello, Shay. I was only laughing because when you said little sponges, you squeezed your hand like you were squeezing the little children who were the little sponges. And it was funny. And it was
funny. Just like to clarify and refute that. Go ahead.
Well, yes, Brenda's piece about the children learning French got this great reaction. We had parents, we had teachers all writing into us saying, "We love languages, we're all about passionate about language learning." We got a book sent into us by Grainne Ryan Shaken, her first book in a new series of children's French language books, Danny Cool Bonjour, set in Ireland, teaching primary school students basic French.
Why do language teachers always go, "Danny Cool, super cool, cool, cool"? Why is that cool?
Well, because cool is one of those universal words. You know, if you go to Germany, you go to France and you say, "Oh, cool, super cool," they kind of understand. It's one of those universal words,
sorry,
you know?
Well, thank you for super cool.
But then we got this email from Anne Burke and Aisling and Rhoda Brooks, who are three language teachers in Coláiste de Vrija in Carnew near Gorey. And they said, "Look, our students every year, first 2 weeks of April, go into a flap when the orals come around." And they said, "Well, teenagers spend so much time every evening on Facebook and on social media. Wouldn't it be great if they could take this online time and learn a language in a fun way?" So they came up with the idea of Linguaswap.com, a free website for students who want to talk to French, German or Spanish students. They're the three countries set up at the minute. So how it works is you go to Linguaswap.com, you register your details and go to the French language database. Let's say you see if there's anybody there who wants to talk French and practice, and then you Skype pretty much. Linguaswap.com, it's a bit like Skype. There's a video link and you just talk along. It's going for 2 years. Another service that they're doing is they're launching a service next week for people who want to practice their oral language skills with a teacher, and they're going to be doing that from next week, €30. But let's go back to Linguaswap.com and what it's all about. So I went down to Coláiste de Vrija in Carnew to see Linguaswap at work. So one of the students there, Aoife, who's a student studying German, she video linked in with a German student over in Germany to show me how Linguaswap.com works.
Thank you. Hello, this is Aoife. What's your name?
My name is Isabel.
What age are you?
I'm 14 years old. And you?
I'm already 17 years old.
Whoa.
Old.
My name is Anne Burke. I'm a teacher here in Coláiste de Vrija, Carnew. I teach Irish and German. And Linguaswap was developed here in the school to help students practice their oral language with other students around Europe.
And it's a website.
It is a website. Myself and a couple of colleagues developed it about 2 years ago with the idea that if students could spend their time online in the evening times, enjoying the company of foreign students who are learning the language they're learning in school, it will be really beneficial to them.
And where do you come from?
I live in Ireland, in a county called Wexford, and my town is called Gorey.
Oh, cool.
Aisling Crowley. I'm a secondary school teacher here in Coláiste de Vrija in Carnew. Aoife is currently using the video link facility on Linguaswap to talk to her exchange partner, Isabel, in Germany. So they're having a conversation. So they're using a little bit of English to begin with. Then we have a little clock that's signaling them to switch languages into German.
Vielleicht können wir sprechen über was wir am Wochenende machen. Also wie verbringst du deine Zeit am Wochenende?
Okay. Also, am Wochenende mache ich Hundesport.
Now, I'm just looking over. Aoife is wearing a little headset and she's staring at her computer screen, and Isabel in Germany is also wearing a headset. They're smiling away. They seem to be having a very good time. So this is a typical chat on Linguaswap.
Absolutely. You know, young people today, they're very used to using technology. Now, we do have additional features for moderation reasons, because obviously they're young people. So, for example, every 10 seconds, what happens is a snapshot is taken of both participants. And in that way, then we can ensure that all users are our students and they're using their service appropriately. So that's what kind of makes it different to Skype. And we have a few extra features as well. Down the side of the screen, there's some conversation prompters. So if they get a little bit stuck or particularly for the younger ones when they're starting off on LingoSwap. It gives them ideas of what topics to talk about and gets them started.
Also ja, am Samstag schlafe ich immer bis spät und dann wache ich so um 11 auf.
So just talk us through how LingoSwap works. Say I'm a student, I'm 16, I'm studying French, and I want to practice at home with a French-speaking person in France. What do I do?
All you have to do is sign up to LingoSwap and enter into the website and try and find somebody on our French database who would be somebody who you might like to be interested in becoming friends with. Often in school, it can be quite artificial in the classroom and there's nothing we can do about that, but you obviously know who's sitting beside you, you know everything about them, their age, their all of their details. But if you're online meeting somebody who's the same age, similar interests, but you don't know anything about them and the way they live, it's always much more interesting. They call that, in terms of language learning, they call it an information gap. So this information gap leads to much more interesting interaction. And this is what we really were thinking about when we came up with the website.
Und dann am Sonntag, ich habe auch einen Hund, und dann mache ich immer einen Spaziergang mit meinem Hund Benny und wir gehen auf den Strand und dann so lange Spaziergänge.
Hi, I'm Aoife. I'm in fifth year in Klosterbrede. I study Irish and German.
Now tell me about using LingoSwap.
It's a very unique thing because it's very rare that you have that personal way of learning a language. It's very real and it makes it a lot more interesting because you're not just learning a language, you're also making a friend.
And how many people do you think you've spoken to on LingoSwap?
I only speak with 4 people on LingoSwap. It's just you message somebody who's online, you say, hey, I want to talk, I want to use this facility, and then you get to know the person and then you kind of just stick with them.
And what kind of things do you talk about?
Well, sometimes we stick to just things we're actually studying in the class at the moment. So let's say I was studying jobs in my German class. So I was talking to her about jobs and if she has a part-time job, if she works in the summer. And a conversation evolves from that and it really helps reinforce what you're doing in the class.
What happens if you forget a word, you don't have all the vocabulary?
I think it's a good thing about having a person your age. It takes the pressure off because you both are just learning. So you can, I don't know what it is. What is it? You have a laugh about it. And you can just ask, basically. It's easy to ask.
What about the accents? Because when you're learning German in a classroom, you know, the teacher's probably speaking very slowly. But then you're, looking at somebody on this computer screen and they're speaking really fast and they have an accent. Can that be hard to follow?
Definitely. At first as well, I would definitely say, slow down a bit, whoa. But you get used to it. You slowly get acclimatized and you're able to pick up more words and piece together sentences. The thing about a language is it can give you so many opportunities. Like you can use it in business. You can use it for traveling abroad. It really opens doors, I think. I personally want to do something either in medicine or caring, and I would also love to travel within that job, so a language would really open up where I can work and when and where. So I think definitely I would bring it into my career, but I'm not sure if I would actually study it in college.
Now, Anne, at the moment you have a database, and if students go on to linguaswap.com, maybe this evening, how many students are actually on it and available for them to talk to?
Well, at the moment we have around 1,000 members, which seems very modest, I suppose. And a lot of our members are, in fact, our Irish students. One of the reasons why we got in touch with Derek Mooney's show was, in fact, to try and find out if there were any great ideas that any of your listeners might have out there about getting contacts abroad, schools in France, Germany and Spain, and even further afield. I mean, we really feel that this could be a fantastic opportunity for our students to improve their language and also to get to know other students in other countries. At the moment, it's just France, Germany and Spain, but obviously other languages are becoming more important as the years go on, particularly Chinese, Urdu. There's no limit to what we could do with this. However, at the moment, we're limited to those 3 languages because of resources and our time and all of that. But certainly we would be very open to any suggestions from anybody if they came back to us.
Wir haben
ganz viel Informatik.
Ja. Information?
Information. Und ja.
Also vielen Dank.
Aber vielen Dank und
nett dich kennenzulernen.
Hello, I'm Anne-Marie Dial and I'm studying French and I'm in third year. Well, I chose French because I think it's a nice language. Now, because of LingoSwap, I've become more comfortable when talking French, and I find when you become comfortable with a language, you start to like it more. And at the start, in first year, I struggled with French, but now I'm kind of getting in there and I'm starting to like it. A language is made to be used, and if you're just learning words in a book or how to write a letter, like, it's not going to help you in the long run, because you're not really going to be writing a letter to someone in France. You're more going to be, if you go to France, you're going to be talking to someone. Like, you're not going to go up to a shop and write a letter asking
hand them a note and say, can I have a newspaper, please?
That's why I think LingoSwap is a good idea, because it gives people the chance to talk. You know, everyone can't just go to France to practice for their oral, but it's a way to practice for your oral and make new friends.
And it's free.
Yes, and it's free.
Have you found a kind of a regular person that you talk to a lot?
Yeah, but I haven't talked to her in, I don't know, I think 2 weeks or so. But her name's Mary. Well, at the start, it was kind of just, you know, the basic things and all. But, like, now sometimes I'd even tell her about what happened in school, or, like, a little bit of gossip or something like that.
They were brilliant. What's the web address again?
The web address for any secondary school students who are out there who are learning languages and want to swap them with people on the continent, linguaswap.com.
Katrina McFadden, you were amazing.